Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Man, she's a great fan cheerleader.
She's a good friend, man. She will do stuff, man, will uplift you. I mean, this woman is talented in so many different things. She's a world traveler. She travels the globe. She sticks her damn head inside a lion's mouth and shit and all that kind of crazy stuff I ain't going to do. But this chick, man, she has done it all. She done traveled the globe. And I just be so proud to have her here tonight. But before we bring her on, I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my global listeners in the 28 countries that are listening to us tonight. Woo, 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 woo. We have still got more people tuning in to hear us talk our stuff. And I want to say hi to my co-hosts, Mark and Chris. But everybody, you know, my co-host Chris, he fell walking the dog, you know, banged up and bruised up. So send some prayers his way so he gets stronger day by day. How y'all doing, Mark and Chris?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, baby. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Mark?
I'm doing fine out here in San Diego, sunny San Diego.
All right, now, keep talking about that sunny San Diego. You done had a mudslide later for your living room. Oh, bragging about your good weather. Oh, whatever. But anyway, we got to introduce this woman with some applause. My co-host, I want some applause for this phenomenal woman, Tracy Arnold, who's a MST. Let's give it up for Tracy. Woo! Yes, yes. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction.
Girl, you all that and then some. You know, two snaps and a thumbs up, you know? This lady, she is bomb diggity. And I got so many questions. But, you know, this MST, this military sexual trauma, it happens a lot, but people don't talk about it. But before I ask my questions, I'm going to let my co-hosts get their opportunity. We're going to start with the youngest, my radio son, Chris. What's your question, darling?
Yes, my question is, for people who don't know, Tracy, how long has military sexual trauma been around in the military?
For years, for many, many years. And it happens to males as well. And what we don't do is talk about it. In my situation, I was threatened. And most women are threatened. Promotion is on threatened by not getting promoted, or if you tell someone is going to, you know, I'll do it again, or nobody's going to believe you. So it's been around it's been around probably since the military was started.
Yeah, I would.
Nobody
imagine.
Talked about it.
Wow.
Oh, that's
amazing. Well, Mark, that's a good question, Chris. Mark, what's your question, darling?
Well, before we get really serious, I have to ask you, Tracy, about that wonderful picture on your Facebook page with our beloved President Obama. Now, you would have made a fine you would have made a fine first lady, okay?
Thank you. But I think our first lady, his first lady, was just wonderful. I couldn't replace her. No way, no how. But I met President, he was a senator when I met him, and we were over in Selma, Alabama. And the first weekend in March of every year, Selma celebrates the Jubilee. They call it the Jubilee, and it's the celebration of the time that they were able to walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge to go from Selma to Montgomery. And so what happened is my good friend, she was the executive director of the National Voting Rights Museum in Selma. And Senator Obama at that time, he wanted to come at night. He didn't want to come in the daytime. So he came in. He came in. It was announced that he was coming in on short notice, and it was wonderful. We walked around with him, and he asked questions. And then he turned around and said, "Y'all taking all these pictures of me? Let me take some pictures with y'all." And that's how I got that picture.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Thank you. Okay, I don't look the same way anymore.
Well, we all change day by day. So we got to get back to you, Mark, because you're shot at talking. You don't get no two questions at one pop. It's my question now. Okay, so Tracy, tell me what incident happened to you that they try to get you to be quiet about and don't say, what did they try to do to you, or did they succeed, and you know, what happened?
Okay, so we were going out to the field. I was stationed in Presidio, San Francisco, and we were going out. I was in a military police detachment, and so we went out to the field. And I was young at that time. I went in the military at 17. I think I was about, this happened, and I was about 18 or 19. But anyway, we go out to the field. We have one shower facility. So they tell the women to get a buddy to go to the showers. But I'm playing around like a puppy on the highway just having fun. And then darkness got me. Darkness fell upon me. So I just went to the shower by myself. And I was blindsided by one of my coworkers, male, black, and then so somebody else came and they held me down. The white guy helped me down, and he said the other one raped me. And then second guy, the one that held me down the first time, they switched places and said, and he raped me. And they said, if you tell anybody, we're going to do it again. And then they said, and if you tell somebody, they're not going to believe you anyway. So I kept it to myself. I went to the shower and washed and cried and you know, pretty much kept it to myself.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, because I know that when a woman or a man has been violated, whether it's rape or any other kind of way, that they do need some kind of psychological help to let them know that they were the victim. It's not their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. It's the perpetrators that did something wrong. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Tracy. Chris, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, Tracy, before you got involved breaking the glass ceiling about military sexual trauma, what other things have you done in your life?
What other things have I done in my life?
Wait a minute. Stop. Before you answer that question, we need to talk about military sexual trauma.
Oh.
When people tune in tonight, they want to hear about this, not whatever, because we all have different things we've done in our life. We want to stay on point.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, can you explain more about military sexual trauma, Tracy?
Well, what I can tell you is that it happens to both men and women. For a long time, I use drugs to help numb the pain of that. And I had to go to counseling while in the military, and I didn't talk about that, but I talked about the drug use, and eventually I got out in 1992. I went in 1978, and when I got out, I had all these emotional problems that I numbed with drugs and alcohol. And at some point, I was tired of that. I got tired of it. And so I went into a drug rehab at the VA in Tuskegee, Alabama. And then after that, I went to a military sexual trauma, or actually it's PTSD, military sexual trauma, in Bay Pines, Florida, to the VEA. And that program really, really released me from all the guilt and shame and secrets and all of that. It was so, so good. And there were men as well, men who had had that done to them.
My Lord.
Well, Mark, go ahead and ask your question.
before we take a small break. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Tracy, I'm also sorry that this happened to you. How can MST affect someone's life negatively and physically, emotionally, even after years after the trauma? And can it lead to the sufferer acting out sexually?
Yes, it can. Yes to all those questions. One of the things that I found for myself is that I was, you know, I'm regimented because I was in the military at such a young age. And just being in the military, period, you know, what I found among the people I was in treatment with is that it's an emotional scar that never goes away. It never goes away because it affects what you see. For me, I've had triggers from what I've seen on something. I might see a sexual scene. I might see rape or something taking place and still have physical responses to that, you know. Now, what I am is I understand. I can tell you this. What it did for me, one of the things it did for me was it caused me to have some sexual issues, like my sexuality. I was afraid of guys. I was afraid to try that with a man, so I avoided them and, you know, lived a life of actually being bisexual. You know, I spent about 10 or 15 years living a gay life. And then after the treatment, you know, I worked on that in treatment. And so now I think I'm really bisexual. I never figured that out until then. And so right now my choice is not to even be in a relationship because I have baggage and I don't want to do that. And I still go to therapy. I see a psychiatrist and I go to Narcotics Anonymous. And I worked at 12 Steps of Narcotics Anonymous.
Great, wonderful.
You know, some
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is wonderful because I've heard that people said even though you might have gotten to the point where you stopped using drugs or you got stronger from psychological counseling, whatever, they say sometimes you got to continue to do it because if you don't, that's when you slip up. So to stay stronger, you got to stay in it. And that's true because for me, in the church, for whatever reason, if I don't make it to church because I don't feel good or whatever the reason may be, that week is difficult because I feel like I'm more under attack. So whatever it is that you're working through in your life, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's mental illness, whether it's spirituality, if you want to overcome those issues, you got to stay in it. So we're going to take a small break, and we're going to be back in 2 and 2 with Tracy Arnold. Stay with us, and if you want to ask a question, don't be shy. Call 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key. Then I will unmute your mic. If not, sit in the background and listen and learn.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No!
written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be thousand invitations you receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year? New Year's Eve.
welcome back to Unmasked with Authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I just want to say again, thanks to all of my listeners, North and South, East and West, and all my global listeners in 28 countries. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And our guest here tonight, Tracy Arnold, she is talking about MST, military sexual trauma. And I want people to understand that, like she said, that men has also been sexually abused in the military. But I'm going to take it a little bit further because I saw this news report. It's been years ago now, but it was about a guy who was gay when he came into the military. Now, I don't understand why he was gay. Some people say people are gay because they have been traumatized and they feel like they are not used to being with a woman because they've been violated. But, however, when this person came into the military, because it was that don't ask, don't tell thing going on, you know, and they were feeling some kind of way about the guy being gay, that they sexually molested the person and then murdered the person. So that is still military sexual trauma because they chose him deliberately because he was gay. But they didn't just kill him for being gay. They sexually put things in his anus, sticks and all. They oh, my God, it was horrific, the crime they put against this young man, which is also called NST. And with that being said, Tracy, do you know anybody that's in the military when you was there that because the man was a victim of MST, kind of lost it, got out, or got out, or was put out, you know?
No, I can't really say that I know of anyone. But I want to tell you that MST doesn't stand alone. See, the post-traumatic stress disorder is in front of MST because there is another PTSD trauma, PTSD that goes along with combat. And so there are two types of PTSD. One is combat PTSD, and the other one is military sexual trauma. So MST doesn't stand alone. People who have experienced MST, those of us who have experienced that, we experience post-traumatic stress because of the MST. And other ones, other PTSD victims are war, are is combat related. So, but no, I myself had not personally experienced any gay soldiers because when I was in the Army, it was definitely not allowed.
Right.
Now, there were gay soldiers. I remember particularly this one soldier, but I don't think he was molested or anything like that at that time anyway. That was in the 80s.
You can't look at a person and say they're gay because I've seen a lot of sexy, hunky guys and hurt my heart when I realized they wasn't into females. But you can't look at a person and say they're gay, you know, unless there's somebody who's the top, you know, with their mannerisms. But, you know, gay is something that you do behind closed doors. You know, it's not a behavior that is outwardly shown unless it's chosen. So I'm going to get the question over to Mark real quick. Mark, you got a question?
Yeah, Tracy. You know, people think of sexual assault as violent, and it certainly can be. But what are the other situations where it can also be called MST? Threatening. Okay, you mentioned threatening.
It could be. Like I know, I have a friend who they her first sergeant was having her do sexual things with him, giving him oral sex. Using her getting promoted or being sent to leadership schools as a token that, you know, as to if you don't do this, these are going to be withheld from you. and she couldn't, she had no one she could talk to about it. As a matter of fact, she did talk to someone, and not long after she talked to him, they had an emergency in the United States. That guy said he would help her, but he had an emergency in the United States and couldn't help, and so he wasn't there anymore. So she just, it wasn't violent, but it was a violation. You know what I'm saying?
Harassment.
What about repeating?
Harassment.
Yeah. What about repeated comments about your body or your sexual activities? You know, somebody keep talking, you know, coming on to you and talking about how fine you look and all that. Does that constitute
harassment?
That's considered sexual harassment.
You're right. Okay. Yeah.
In fact, we also had quarterly meetings where we talked about that.
Yeah.
Army-wide.
Good. Well, Chris got a question for you, Tracy.
Yes,
okay.
Tracy. Listen, my question is, how can we end military sexual trauma? I mean, what can we do besides call people out? Is there anything we could do, like inform Congress or the government or anything?
Well, yeah, we can make it aware. We can talk to our people in Congress and our local. We could talk to people in Congress and bring awareness to it. You know, what we can do in the military, what they can do is just like we did sexual harassment. Let's talk about that. Let's include that in their discussion, you know,
mm-hmm.
And if anybody has experienced that, please come forward.
Yeah.
They can do that in the military and outside of the military. We can just make it more known that it happens.
Right.
Well, you know, call me a cynic if you want to. Personally, I don't think it's ever going to stop. Yes, you could have some bills written up and you could make it, like, you know, in the forefront of everybody's mind. But just like prostitution has been in the beginning of time, men and their egos, women and their egos, thinking that I can use my body to get over, you know, it's always going to be some kind of sexual inappropriations going on. You know, now a man and a woman, it's got to be a personal thing for them to want to do better. It's got to be a man who say, look, I'm a man. I'm not just a male person. I'm going to do better because I got a mother or I got a sister or I got nieces or cousins. I'm not going to treat women like they are subservient or, you know, they're for my pleasure. And women who are aggressive got to feel the same way. It's never going to stop, in my opinion. It might not be said or talked about because people might be afraid, like Tracy said, they can't get that promotion or can't get this. But it's going to always be out there. And the only way that can get any better is that everybody is accountable for themselves and what kind of person they want to be. If you ain't shit, you won't be shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to want to do better.
That's true.
And it will be better. And so, you know, Chris, I like the question, but me personally, call me what you want. I don't believe it's ever going to stop.
I share in your beliefs
because of the threat. You know, I was young, so I was told if you tell, we're gonna do it again. And I was told they won't believe you anyway. So and as a young person, I was scared. So I sucked it up, and see, we had this, you know, soldier mentality, so suck it up and deal with it. And that's basically what I did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. But, okay, Mark, get your question out, because that question right there was getting ready to have me go straight to the left. Good question,
I agree with your assessment on that, Terry. So Tracy, knowing what you know now, and you could go back in time, how would you have handled it differently? back, if you were back to 21 again, knowing what you know now?
Knowing what I know now, I would have told. I would have gone straight to my leadership and exposed it. I would have done it because of the pain emotionally, and my sexual identity was so shattered. It took me years to be okay with me. I felt so dirty, and I felt so ashamed, and I had all this shame and guilt and remorse. You know, I carried the burden. You know, I felt like I should have did something. I suffered through all kind of different things, addiction and homosexuality and bisexuality. I suffered through all of that, trying to figure it all out. So, yes, I would have told.
Else, you know, it affects all areas of your life, you know?
Exactly.
So you would have made them listen to you.
On behalf of me, and I never knew that you was raped in the military, but, darling, if I was near you, I would give you a big old hug and let you know right here and right now it was never your fault. I don't care how young you were. You were a victim, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Make yourself stronger, and don't listen to these people in your ear trying to bring you down and say, well, you should have had the girl with you, or you should have did that. Screw all that bull, you know.
I don't talk about it much except for if I'm in a support group, or, which I do that also, or if I'm talking to my therapist. But I've worked through a lot of my issues from that, you know. I've worked through a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm grateful.
Amen.
And another part of that is the VA helps their veterans. You know, the VA gets a bad rap sometimes, but there are some programs that's really working for people, for veterans that's like military sexual trauma, PTSD, BD veterans. From MST, their programs, there are inpatient programs where you address, where you assign a psychiatrist. We talked about our psychologist. When going to our psychologist, we talked about the event. We talked about everything, any and everything, and we worked through those hard places. And so I feel good about what the progress I've made. I know I still have some room to grow, and the 12 steps of NA are really helping me, you know, to grow and change and change my mind about some things that I had locked up in there. And it's just been a beautiful process, you know.
I'll give you an example. There's help, like she said. I'm telling our listeners out there, there's help. As bad as it seems and as bad as it may have been, there is help. Just go ask somebody to send you to the right place where you need to be, because you got a guest on here who's telling you things do get better. It's hard getting past that, but it can get better. Chris, I know you got a question before we get up out of here.
Yes, my question is where can people find you if they have any more questions or they want to learn about you?
You can hit me up on Messenger, or I have a Treybug on Twitter. Treybug,
okay.
Capital T R A E capital B U G on Twitter, and on Facebook I'm Tracy Duke Arnold, and on Instagram I think I'm Tracy Duke Arnold also.
Okay.
Well, Tracy, all subject that we're
Well, you can reach me at 706-332-1944. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Or you can come back and do a part two.
Yeah.
Okay, but
that?
I could also travel and talk to people about it also.
Right.
I'm available for that.
She said her number is 706 334-332-1944 if you want a private conversation. But we will get Ms. Arnold back up here for part two, because this topic, you know, you just can't fit it all in 45 minutes. And like she said, she got multiple media sites, but you can find her on Facebook under Tracy Duke Arnold. And I'm sure on there we'll have the, about her other media sites that she's on. So, Tracy, I want to thank you for being on with us tonight. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to have to schedule you to come back and do a part two, because there's just so many questions surrounding this that we need to address so that our listeners know that there is hope. So I'm going to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm so
thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Stronger.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
We're proud of you. We're proud of you, girl.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, have a nice day, and thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Girl, I'm gonna be scared you to come back, because this topic, you just can't do it in 45 minutes. We're gonna get you back up on here. Love you, Tracy, and thank you for being on the show with us. Have a good evening.
You as well.
Thank you.